Welcome back, everyone. Going into the fourth and final hour here of week 15, Bounce Power Dark Side. Adam, what's up?
Somewhere in the hotel, there's a guy, a cop from Coruscant, who's come to visit his wife for her hotel life day party. He's making fists with his toes when an explosion in the casino goes off. But while that's happening, all y'all are in the casino. There's chaos, and it's not the like people swinging from the chandelier chaos, but like people scattering, trying to take advantage of the fact that there's all this stuff going on. And the casino, the hotel security guards are basically like fire. Some of them have like gone to like started firing stun shots at people now. But y'all are moving through the crowd as the interior droid system has now like picked up on you and they're tracking you. So I think we see the three of you moving through the crowd, kind of like pushing people out of the way and stuff. And you're highlighted in red. You're kind of glowing, and we can see that the security system is twigged to you. And maybe nearby there's a like a Wookiee like security guard like puts his furry hand to his head and like makes a Wookiee noise and like looks around like trying to find you in the crowd. And we can see that the security guards are starting to kind of twig the fact that you're here. So what are you going to do, team? What is the plan?
I radio into the comm to Z, and I'm like, we need you to get a card. There's an elevator that has VIP access. Find one of the cards off of the security forces and bring it to us. You're invisible, so just go ham. Get that stuff.
Just go ham. Okay. When I hear that, you get an affirmative beep back.
Beep boop.
Yeah.
Beep boop.
And then I just kind of like stop pushing the crowd, and I just spin around. Maybe I kill a couple people when I do that, knock them unconscious or something.
Maybe
it happens. Where's the nearest security guard to me? And would I mean, I guess that's what I was told. So I look for the nearest security guard to me.
Yeah, there's one nearby. It's a human. They're wearing armored clothing. They're obvious guards, and they now have like blaster rifles out. This one is like looking through the crowd, though. He's just hand up, and he's kind of like trying to look like spot something.
How many do I see within that area? Just one?
Like on the whole floor, or no?
Just in this little area.
There's tons. There's like more than a dozen of them in the room. They've all been called to the ground floor to like handle the situation.
Jesus. This is at the front door?
No, he's just like inside, like near you. He's standing over by one of the Cybac tables that's now empty and tipped over. There's cards all over the floor.
So my interpretation of this cloak field, the only way that I will become noticed here is if I roll any strain and you decide to have it flicker, or I roll any despair and you decide to have it flicker, correct?
Yeah, I can use despair and strain against you to like damage it or whatever, because it's unreliable. Also people get perception checks against you if you like make noise or like cause a scene or,
but it's only through sights or it's only through sound, whatever. Yep. It's not by sight.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just go over and ask that guy a question.
Okay. I mean, that counts, right? Like if you roll over and hack someone with an axe, the other guys will all get to notice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Remember, we need the card. Don't hack the card.
Sure. So you just go over to the security guard and you want to like take a swing at him?
Yeah. I think I just like propel the axe towards his chest. Kind of try to steer him.
Make a melee attack. Two purple.
Do I get a bonus for being in stealth?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you can take a blue. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, he's on alert already, but the fact that he's not alerted to like a big roly droid coming up and smushing him. So.
Right.
Here's the with roll. Your axe. Take
a let swing. Me change the screen. Whoops.
I'm gonna spend a dark side point.
Okay. Is that just one upgrade?
It's an upgrade on the bad side.
Okay. Here's the roll. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
There's the despair.
Yeah. So you climb over.
I succeeded with three crits, and I can make that a crit though, can I?
Yeah. Oh, you kill the guy for sure.
But no, couldn't I make that a crit and have it cancel out your triumph?
No, that's not how that works. You need to roll a triumph to cancel the despair.
Fuck.
I'm going to use that despair to
that upgrade it ruined us.
That's why I spent it, man. Yeah. So let me just see the exact description of the despair.
It just says that it flickers.
Oh no, that's not what I'm going to use it for. I'm using it to a tool or melee weapon the character is using becomes damaged.
Oh my god, you're totally useless.
So here's the thing: you roll over with your axe, you kill a guy, you just thrust, like stab the axe into his back. Blood sprays all over you. There's a flicker. We see the field kind of like fall, and there's a big splash of blood on the field. And until you can get that thing in to fix it, it is kaput. People start screaming, right? Like,
sure.
Suddenly there's a droidica covered in blood with its axe buried in one of the security guards. They're screaming. People stagger and run. And now you can use.
Can I get four strain back from that?
So we got to see how much it would take to kill him, because the axe itself won't. But if you can crit him, I think it will. So how much do you deal with your axe?
8 damage.
So 9, 10, you deal 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. And then what's a crit on your axe?
2.
2. Okay. All right. So 1. You could do 2 crits. Okay. All right. So you hit him. You get him within, like, he's not dead from wounds, but you axe him. Do you want to spend those on 2, like a level 2 crit, or do you want to do just 1 crit and get 2 strain back, or neither?
You need the strain back, I think.
The most I would get is 4 strain off of that. 4
strain, but then he'll still be alive. Yeah.
Can I crit him? Like, I'll crit him once and get 2 strain.
Okay.
Okay. For a total of, what is that, 13 damage?
So it doesn't increase the damage, right?
He has to roll the die?
Yeah, and you have Pierce on your axe, right? I can't see the axe because you just rolled Brawl.
It has Pierce 2, Sunder, and Vicious 3.
Okay, cool. So the Pierce 2 reduces his soak to 2. So you deal, what do we say, 7 damage?
The base damage is 8 damage with 2 crit.
Okay, so 8, 9, 10, 11 damage. 10-9, because he reduces the soak by 2, not 4, because you have Pierce. You're going to use 1 to do a crit, and then it's Vicious 3. So I'll roll a crit for him, and we add, because he's still got wounds, it's a crit, and we add 30 to it. Let's see what happens. He's going to get hurt pretty bad, I think, unless I roll really well.
Yeah, I don't know why I rolled Brawl there. It's the same exact thing as me rolling the weapon at the end of the day.
But it just doesn't
I should have just clicked the weapon, stuff. Yeah.
This fucking episode started off so well, and then Adam started rolling like a god.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, so you've crippled one of his limbs. What he seems to be right-handed. Do you want to cripple his right arm?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you bury the axe like in his right shoulder. The blade goes down pretty far. He screams, grabs at his arm as you yank the axe out. You appear. He sees this big droid in front of him. And that limb is crippled, and he drops his weapon, I think.
Do I see a key card on him somewhere? I probably should ask that before we even started.
make a perception roll. Difficulty 2.
Okay.
Oh, if this turns out that you chopped a guy that didn't even have a security card,
Wait, it's not resetting the.
Or if you want to, you can just spend a point and just say he's a guy with a card.
It's the factory all over again, man. It's just it's launched a rocket at it.
It has nothing to do with the
what? Same
you know,
damn thing.
Part of me just wants to kill the entire group because they would have already been
no
dead
shit.
Had I
no
not
shit.
Done anything last time.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah. Oh my god, you guys are actually pissing me off of how fucking retarded you're being. Yeah, I'll use the light side point. I'll just start playing recklessly like the rest of the group.
He's got an ID card on him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on his belt. You can just take it.
I need to refresh my sheet. Yeah, I take it. And then
we pushed him over the edge.
I'll go use the elevator by myself and just leave. Or I'll just walk out the front and just leave.
You're too big to fit in the elevator.
He's not too big to fit in the elevator, but while that's happening, Belsa, Theron, and Lana, you hear the screaming, right? And you turn and you can kind of see through the crowd like the shimmering as the field dissipates, and you can see ZN hacking into this guy and then yanking a card off of him.
I think
the three of you doing?
I think during as the screaming starts, Belsa starts to feel
waves of fear just washing over you.
Yeah. And then She took a blaster shot to the head, and she's still in bad shape. She's got like this grazed blood running down the side of her face, and almost involuntarily, due to the sheer volume of fear, she enters a foresee state. Mm-hmm. So she'll be able to see vague hints of a day into the future.
All right, roll your force dice.
All right, let's do it.
An aberrant green die, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. So you get 3 points. So you can ask me. You can ask me basically like 3 questions, and I'll give you vague hints about them. The future is unclear from here. You know that ahead of you there is great suffering, though whether it's for you and your friends or for everyone who comes in contact with you. The unclear the dark side is. What in particular are you looking for information?
I would like to see if I can gather any vague hints about as to what is in the elevator. What are we expecting on the other side of this elevator?
Okay. So you search out you let your feelings search out the future. You see the elevator doors open. And there's a lounge, like I was saying before, like this VIP lounge, beautifully attired. There are several Herglic like nobles up there with their entourage, hiding behind their personal guard, who are like weapons pointed at the door. So we see the door open, and then a bunch of blaster fire. So you see that there is like safety. You can lock it from within, but it's also already occupied. What else? Okay.
Do I see anything about a casino owner or a person of great importance in the casino?
Yeah. You can see right now, maybe like very nearly in the future, you can see the owner of the casino, and he's got a couple of bodyguards. He's got a couple of like Trandoshans, these big lizard men, guarding his office. He's in his office at the very top of the casino, at the pinnacle of the Nova. And he's frantically like on a comms with the police. And you can see he's like putting like papers into a briefcase and like trying to shut the briefcase while he's on his phone.
Yo, let's go to him. Let's get his ass.
Yeah.
Okay. And my third question is, how far into this day can I see?
You have up to 24 hours.
No, I'm saying...
Oh,
how far into this day can you see?
You reach as far as you can into the future, and we see this, the casino and all the chaos sort of like flicker and fade, and instead we see a desolate like wasteland planet. We see these like jagged rocks sticking up, and the sort of stormy darkness of the sky. The camera pans slowly down to this old stone fortress. And,
what?
Outside the fortress, we can see a rancor like picking through some bones, like chewing on a bone, and the rancor like looks up as something like flies by, and we follow that to the fortress. And outside the fortress, we can see a group of people being led from a transport into the fortress itself, and they're all chained at the wrist and like chained together. And we see Belsa, Theron, and Lana. As part of this chain of prisoners being led by these New Republic soldiers into this prison. That's as far as you can see in the future. And that's like a day from now.
So I think Balsa snapbacks and staggers and looks up at Darren. And she says, "We don't go in the elevator. We need to reach the top floor."
Great, great. What's at the top floor?
Our meal ticket, our way out.
Then after you, my dear.
She like grabs his sleeve and hoists herself up off the wall she was leaning against, and just beckons to Lana, and they, I guess, head towards the stairs.
Yeah, I follow.
Okay, all right. So, Zedin, what are you going to do? You have the key card in your little grabber hand. What do you want to do? You got access to the...
If you want to champ up and go kill all those rich people, dude, that'd help us out a lot.
I mean, you're not getting helped at all. Fuck all of you. Seriously, go fuck yourselves. Where's the nearest cargo elevator?
They don't. There's not a lot of cargo here. I think the
it's
biggest
a casino. Elevator, are you kidding me?
So this is the thing. You're not finding a cargo elevator. You're going to find a security elevator that would lead like up and down from the vault where they keep the chips and the money and stuff. That's the biggest of the elevators, and it's not in the same bank. You do see it though off to one side by the casino, whatever it's called, the pit where they do money exchanging.
Okay, I think I go ball form and roll towards that.
Okay. So it's behind a security screen. The post has been sort of abandoned right now. The guards are all trying to like crowd control.
What do you mean by security screen? Just like an impenetrable barrier?
Well, it's not impenetrable, but there is a there's like a force field up in front of it, in front of blocking the door.
Can I see a power source? Is the power source on the inside or the outside?
It's on the other side, but there is a key. Like there's a panel that you.
Oh, well, I assess all that, and then I just put the key thing in and see if that works.
Okay. I don't know that an average guard, I don't know how casinos work well enough to know if an average guard would have it or not, but
I used a light force
point
on it.
You did use a destiny point for it. So yeah, why not? Sure. Yeah. You hit it and it deactivates the field. The field goes down and now there's the like door itself. This like big, like locked door. The door has an opening mechanism on it. It's like a thumbprint scanner.
Oh fuck. I have a thumbprint. Is there
so you're a droid, you can interface with it directly and try to like slice it if you want. It'd be a mechanics roll.
It's mechanics?
Yeah.
I mean there's no human bodies around.
I mean there's the guy you hit with an axe and he's not quite dead, but he's like stunned for now for sure.
I can't go cut his hand off though and drag it back here in the same round, I don't think.
Correct, yeah.
We'll try mechanic. What if I do the mechanics roll? What am I going to be rolling against?
Trying to slice a casino vault computer with no slicing gear.
That sounds four, pretty difficult.
But... four and a black die, probably.
Yeah, there's no hope for that with one green.
Yeah.
Do we have any destiny?
It wouldn't matter anyways with four.
Yeah, you could buy an upgrade and hope for a success.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Can I comm ZN at this point?
Yeah, anytime you can all talk to each other.
So I comms into ZN and I say, ZN, I believe our way out is on the top floor. Can you take one of the service elevators and meet us there?
I just don't answer as I'm currently trying to do the entire thing that he just said to do.
I mean, you could take a regular elevator though to the top floor, right?
Yeah, you can fit in one of the regular elevators. They're big elevators.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I couldn't fit in that.
No, you can. Yep.
Okay, then I just go to a normal elevator, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to start rolling back. All right.
Yeah.
Just crab walks up to an elevator and just...
So this is the thing.
Well, no, I walk up to the keypad and just look at the keypad, pull out my thumb.
At this point, you can't just, like, wander around the casino. So as you start moving your way back, three of the guards that are nearby are going to shoot at you.
Okay.
I thought he was already at the elevators, though.
I'm at the service.
Bank of elevators off to one side. There's the like elevator that gets up and down from where they store all the money. That was the elevator.
Okay. Yeah.
So as he's moving from one elevator to the other, the hotel security just start firing their weapons at you. So these guys have blaster rifles.
Are they firing as a group or individual?
They're firing individually. These guys aren't minions.
Okay.
How far away is ZN from us?
What are you looking for in terms of like range categories or distance?
Yeah, I'm assuming we haven't ascended yet because I'm giving him commands, so we would be able to help with this engagement.
The entirety of the floor is all within sort of long range of one engagement of the middle of the casino. Extreme means you've left the casino. You are currently at like medium range probably from ZN, and ZN is at medium range from these guys. More or less everything here, unless you've actively moved to the edge of the casino, is at a medium from everything else.
Okay.
So let me take a look at the stats for this thing. There we go.
Okay. And I have one defense when you roll.
Ah, perfect. Thank you. So it's going to be two purple, one blue, and they have... Okay, so let's see. The injured guy's not going to shoot at you. He's just like sobbing and clutching his ruined arm. The other dudes, however, will fire. So they have ranged light. and three shots. Let's see. All right. Shot number one. Okay. Miss. Shot two. Also a miss. And the third shot. Wow. I rolled super poorly. All right. So, yeah, they fire at you, but either the shots are connecting and bouncing off of your armor, or they're missing and hitting the wall. These three security officers can't. Yeah, they can't seem to stop you. So while all that's going on, the other three, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm headed to the stairs. So
I thought we were already on the stairs.
Yeah, yeah, so
you're moving up the stairs towards the elevator.
Yeah, I'm following.
No, I'm going.
Belsa, what are we doing?
Yeah, Belsa is leading.
We were just climbing the building, but I stopped to message ZN, and then he's got into a bit of rabble rousing. So,
I'm like walking and stuff up the stairs.
Okay. Well, here's the thing: because you were spotted so early on, there are guards, four of them, that. Yeah. Block your path, right? They come and stand in front of the elevators as you're coming up the stairs out of the crowd.
Assholes.
Yeah. What so they jerks. you push the crowd out of the way and step onto the steps to like move up towards the elevator, and these four hotel security are there like ready with their rifles, and they like bring them up and tell you to like surrender. Basically, they're just threatening you with them.
And I just say no and take out my vibro sword.
Okay. Sure. So you're gonna just like barrel forward.
Go in. Wait, no, I can't do that. Okay, yeah, I just say no, take out my sword. Like, I'm not gonna surrender. We've gone so far. Why would we surrender now?
Sunk cost.
Because our robot is defective.
Okay. Well, let's start generating some turnover and shit then, because I want to make sure everybody gets turns and everything as we do this.
Yeah.
If you're gonna just pull your weapon out.
And I stand in front of the other two. Because why not?
Okay.
Because why not?
Oh, hold on. I got to clear my pool and re-roll that. All right, try that again. Okay.
Oh, and then...
Go ahead and roll initiative, everybody. You're all rolling with...
Cool?
Yeah, with cool.
Isn't it vigilance?
It should be. It should be whichever...
No, we're prepared. We're going in.
Yeah. It's prepared, not cool. Sorry. Also, make sure you clear your pool, Lana.
Oh.
These guys have the same cool as they do vigilance.
Oh my gosh, I rolled a lot of dice.
I have a lot more vigilance. I would love
to. Vigilance is the one. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure you clear your pool before. Make sure you don't have any dice in there and then roll them.
There we go.
Okay, so we got 0 and 3. We got 2 and 1.
Well, I'm rolling the force to roll extra, so I'm now rolling 1 blue.
Right, so you're actually you're actually 1 and 3, right, for yours?
I think
That's how it works. It adds successes, right?
No, I think it generates a blue dice, doesn't it?
No, this one it just adds for each black symbol, each four negative four symbol.
One and three.
Okay, all right, and then ZN, you want to roll initiative too?
Yeah, I did. I did. I only got an advantage up top above Lana's.
Oh, yours was the 0 and 1. Okay, let me add you in. And 0, 0, and 1. Okay, perfect. So, it looks like Lana, you're like, no, screw you, and you like whip out your sword. We'll make y'all the middle of the map. So you're at medium range, and there are some casino dudes, and they are at medium range from you. The door to the elevators is behind them. Mm-hmm. And then y'all are on the stairs, and then there's like crowd basically everywhere else. Everywhere else that ZN isn't.
Where are the guys engaging with ZN? Are they the same people?
No, those are some different guys, and they are they're over here.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So each of you will get shot at once by these guys, and then Lana, you'll get shot at with the spare because there's four of them.
Okay.
Poop. So let's see. Range light. Okay. And do you have any defense against melee or missiles? You don't, right? No, because your armor is not that thick. Okay.
No.
All right. So I'm going to roll two shots for Lana.
One hit.
Cool. All right. So, Lana, you take 5, 6, 7. You take 9 wounds minus your soak.
Okay. I have 5 soak. So, okay. 5 or 4, right?
4 wounds. Yeah. And then the second shot does 6 damage minus your soak.
Okay. So, 1.
Okay. You still up?
I have 17 threshold still. Or, I mean, like, out of total, I have 5 out of 17.
She also has 1 defense.
5 stuff. Left.
If that matters at all.
No, she doesn't have... Oh, you bought a feat last time, didn't you?
Yeah.
But it's not going to matter against the 4 hits. It might matter against the 1 hit.
Yeah, I'll roll a black die for each one. Yeah, I forgot about that. Your armor doesn't have the defense, but you just have 1 built-in defense from Armor Master.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot how that worked.
Yeah, me too. It's okay. It's brand new to you. So let me... I'll just roll 2 black dice, 1 for each one, and we'll just modify the results accordingly.
Okay.
So this modifies the first one. And that modifies the second one. So
nice.
The second one doesn't hit. You don't take a hit on that second one.
Okay, so I just take 4 damage.
And the first one, the guy just takes another strain.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's actually much better. Okay. And then Belsa, let's do yours. Same thing. Sorry, these guys are short range from you. So Belsa, we are doing 1 shot on you. So I gotta scroll back to where I was before. Okay, so Belsa, you take 6 minus your soak. And then Theron, miss.
How many dudes are there? There's 3, 4, 4.
There are 4. Yeah, this is okay. Hotel security times 4. They're all in one group, but they're not minions. I'll make a note. Hotel security, and I will copy them. So Belsa, are you still up or did you go down?
Belsa gets hit in the back and just goes down straight away.
You had like 1, didn't you? Or 4?
Yeah, Belsa was pretty weak.
Yeah, I was real low. I'm at 14 of 13. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Roll a crit. And you already have 1 unhealed crit, right?
We haven't had time to heal.
I had till the end of combat.
Right, but the crit is still on your sheet. It stays there till you heal it. It just means that this crit is going to be slightly more painful.
Okay.
Because of that. You don't have to add anything. Oh no, you don't have. I don't. Oh, this is Lana. Yeah, you just roll. The system will handle it.
Okay.
Just add your crit there.
Oh all right. My god.
You are compromised. So until the end of the encounter, all your skill checks increase by 1 difficulty.
Fucking rip. So I rolled a 90.
Yeah. So Theron, right next to you, you see Belsa drop to the ground. Anybody can go. All three of you have the option to act now.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna move. Do I need to move?
Right, you're at short range, so okay. 1 maneuver will get you to engage any one of these guys.
I'm gonna move and take a swing.
Okay.
At one of the guys that fired at me, because screw him.
Sure. Okay.
And what's the difficulty or anything?
It's 2 for melee. They don't have any defense.
Okay.
Wait, were you? You rolled a blaster pistol, not melee.
Yeah, you rolled your blaster pistol. Oh. Do it again with your sword.
Where's my my they switched around.
There you go. Okay.
I swear they switched around. Anyway.
So you're gonna deal. You hit him. You deal your brawn plus 3 total damage.
So that's 3 brawn.
Okay, so 6 damage. Yeah. Minus their armor less 2. So.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you come up and slash the guy and you. Staggers back and you wound him, but he's still pretty hale and hearty. You're now engaged with that.
Did you include the pierce too?
Yeah, that took away. They normally have 4 soak, so I only soaked 2.
Oh, okay. And I'm gonna heal strain, 1 strain.
Good. Okay. Theron or Zedan?
These are the people that just shot him at, down here.
Yeah.
And where is the elevator over here?
Yeah, the elevators are all over here. They're at long range from you.
If I wanted to do that, would that cost strain if I wanted to go into short range to attack this?
Medium to short is 1 maneuver. Short to engage would be another. It would cost you 2 strain, and then you could take your action.
Okay. Well, and if I were to attack this, how many people? Is there just one guy there?
No, there's actually three over there. So I will.
And those guys are still firing at me?
They're clustered up in short range from you now. Yeah.
Okay. I'll walk over to one of them and attack one of them.
Okay. All right. So you maneuver into engaged and go ahead and make an attack. Difficulties two.
Okay. I'll roll off the actual combat. Here's the roll. Whatever that is. A lot of damage.
Cool. Yeah, that's a crit. So you deal 8, 9, 10, 11 minus their soak. So 9. So you give 9 wounds. And do you want to use that triumph to
do it? I want to do something. Well, it might kill him.
Doesn't a crit insta-kill one of the...
Only if they're minions. These guys are not minions.
Yeah, they're not minions.
Oh.
Yeah, none of these guys are minions.
The hotel security is fairly serious. Dude protects money.
Harder than the cops.
It's the biggest casino in the world. They have good security. Yeah.
Does my defensive one on my vibro sword make it to where melee encounters are defensive?
Yeah, it'll give you another black die when they attack you in melee, because they're going to pull out stun batons now and try to use
I'll just deal the extra damage.
So you want to do a crit?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's roll for Hot Sec here and see what he gets.
Okay. Does it deal the damage regardless of what I have it do is a crit?
Yeah. It won't increase the wounds. The crit just is a bonus effect.
Oh,
and it always offsets by a 30.
Can I have it do something vital? It's one of
the
options. You
want to use that instead of a crit?
Yeah, instead of like rolling the actual crit table, because he's just going to be rolling a flat D100, right?
Yeah, he hasn't been crit yet.
This is on the combat page. I can do something vital, such as shooting the controls to a nearby blast door or seal them shut.
What would be a thing that you would be doing that would be vital?
Hitting the guy next. You tell me what the range is. Like, what's the range of doing something vital? What's the extent of that?
It can't be another attack. Like, it can't be a free shot. It can't be dealing more damage. It's just like you get to do a different thing related to your overall goal. Like, because you're not fighting them to fight them. You're ostensibly fighting to like escape or whatever, right? So it could be like drawing the fire or attention of somebody that you want to get distracted. It could be like intimidating them, that kind of thing.
Could he like flip a table to create cover?
Yeah, you could do that. But that's essentially just like taking an extra maneuver, right? You're engaged. So you can't both be engaged and have cover, right?
Right.
You can't put a table between you and attack over it.
I'll upgrade the difficulty of the target. This guy's still up after this? He's not. You haven't said if he died or anything.
Oh, yeah. You got to decide what to do with the results before.
You tell me? Okay.
I tell you. Because I need to know if you're going to crit him or not.
Fuck it. I'll just crit him. It's too much decision making. I'll just crit him.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything else is up in there.
All right. So you knock him down. He suffers a strain and he is prone until the next turn.
Prone just means he has to use an action to stand up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's on his ass. Okay. So you charge forward, hit him with your axe. He stumbles back, trips over a knocked over a sabak table and falls on his butt. Theron, Belsa, or Theron, and I guess Theron, you're the only one left. That was the...
I take a cover position over Belsa and fire at one of the security guards, I guess.
Okay. Cool. Which one? Just one of the, I mean, I assume not the one that she's firing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what am I rolling against?
You're firing at short range, so just add one purple die to the pool.
For a total of three or for a total of one?
Against which you're attacking one of the ones in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just one. You're at short range. Yeah, the only difficulty die is one purple.
Yeah, that should be great.
Okay, so not quite enough to trigger a crit, but you deal him 10 damage minus his soak, and you can use that... you can use that advantage however you like. What do you want to do with it?
Can I give it to Belsa in any way to like get her unbeat up?
You could take an immediate maneuver, but that wouldn't allow you to stim pack her, which is what she needs to get up.
Can I drag her behind cover?
Yes. Yeah, you could take it. You have two maneuvers left, so you could maneuver yourself and her into cover with that.
Great. Done. Yes, that's what I do.
All right, cool. So the two of you go into
Senpai.
Cover.
I don't want to go. Look, man, I don't want to go to jail. They ain't taking me to prison.
I ain't about that life.
Okay, so
blast of fire to the head, man. They ain't taking me to prison.
Here's what happens. Theron and Belsa get hidden behind hover. They out of sight, out of mind.
Oh god.
So,
thanks, guys.
Lana, you just they snap batons out, surround you, and just start swinging.
You said she has, like she I'm has, not knocked the fuck
She has
out.
Defense one and melee, so...
No, yeah, I have defense
You have two,
now.
Two defense dice, so it's going to be a little harder for them to beat you to death, but yeah. So difficulty is two purple for melee, two black for your defense, and then I got to roll four times. So.
I ain't going back.
I ain't trying to see central booking. All right, here we go. Four attacks with melee. Miss... Hit, miss. All right. So they're just flailing away at you with these like literally just metal, like flexible metal snap batons. And at first, you know, you're parrying and blocking with your weapon. You're turning, you're protecting yourself. And then one of them hits you in the back and you like drop to one knee and then the other one hits you. And like you're getting pummeled and only one of them gets through your armor to hurt you. So we'll throw a strain on that guy for that, that roll and we'll deal you some damage. They have brawn three. And a baton deals, let me see here, weapon descriptions. What's melee? I think it's like plus two for these weapons. What's your vibro sword's plus two, right? Truncheons. Yeah, melee, they're plus two. So you take... 3, 4, 5, 6. You take 6 damage minus your soak.
So 1 damage?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's going to take a while, but you take 1 wound, and slams the baton into you.
Lana's a fucking tank.
Yeah, Lana's pretty tough. The 2 defense dice are huge. The hotel security where Zanzel is, the security guy, he's going to get up as his maneuver. Okay. And then he's going to maneuver out of engaged with you. But he doesn't get to do any attacks or anything. Okay. The other two, they're going to shoot and then maneuver. So
okay.
2 shots at close range for these dudes. You have 1 defense, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So 2 shots. 1 and 2.
You rolled 3 times.
Yeah, no hits. So, the third one doesn't count. So both of them miss 2 advantage and 1 on the other. So I'm just going to recover some strain. And 1 over here. Okay. Cool. All right. PCs, you're all up.
I'll go and attack the guy I just attacked with my vibro axe.
Okay.
Still.
Now, since you don't have to move to engage or anything, you have a maneuver. Do you want to aim first?
Aim with my vibro axe?
Yeah, you can aim a melee attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Get that precision beheading.
Yeah, you're just choosing. You're taking a second to get ready, and then you're taking your swing, right?
Is it 1 purple since I'm engaged?
No, it's always 2 for melee attacks. Okay. So 2 purple and 1 blue if you aim first.
Yep.
And you roll your normal attack with your vibro axe.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. Look at that go. All right. So not a crit, but 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 damage. Pierce 2 means 12 more wounds. And that guy dies. So you drop him. He is wounded out of the game.
There he is.
That's
my boy.
Yeah. So he's toast. You ice that dude. Who's going next? Oh, and take a strain.
I think I'm the only one who can go.
Yeah, no that's right. Go. Lana can go too.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna swing at the people nearest me. The two that I see are the most wounded probably.
There's two of them. One of them is slightly more wounded than the other. You can attack that one. I mean you just see like armor and batons and stuff.
I'm just gonna swing and be like, well, if something doesn't hit, they're clearly good.
I assume you're gonna attack the most wounded one because you know how to fight. So
2 difficulty still?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, two purple.
Nice.
Hey, you hit. Okay.
Hey.
So can we, let's change your Vivarosword because it is technically plus two, but you know what the number is.
It's five, right?
Change the damage on your Vivarosword to five.
Okay, just change it to five. Okay.
Yeah, just so that we know automatically. So you deal 5-6 damage minus his soak.
So it's 4 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good to go. All right. Next, Theron. Lana is surrounded by hotel security with batons. Zedin just killed
him. Still not dead?
Oh, yeah, no, they, yeah, he's not dead.
How are these guys stronger than us?
I don't know that they're stronger than you. You just
got about, they look like they got about 16 wounds, which is the same as us, more or less.
No, they've got less wounds than that. Yeah. Zedin overkilled his by a fair bit. But they track wounds the same as everybody else, so it's their brawn plus 10.
Never mind.
You can still take a maneuver.
Can I do defensive stance?
No, that's an action.
Oh, that's an action? Okay. Yeah.
You could disengage, but the best you're going to get is to short range, and they'll just jump on you again.
Yeah, okay, then never mind. I mean, there's no point then.
Okay. All right. So, Theron, what are you going to do?
From behind cover, I mean, they've surrounded her, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the likelihood of me hitting one of them over her is much higher, yes?
Mechanically, it's not indifferent. It's still, if you get a despair, you'll hit her.
Sure. All right. I fire at one of the guy's backs.
Sure. Okay. I'm not going to... How many do I have here? How many points? I have 3. I'm not gonna use one. I figure you're probably screwed enough as it is. Make your attack. Difficulty is gonna be 2 or 1 because you're short range, but it upgrades once because you're firing into a melee. So
he could also aim.
This says once per round may perform defensive stance maneuver.
Oh, is that a talent you have?
Yeah, it's a talent.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. You can go into defensive stance with that talent.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Also, Jesse, so you can aim.
You
I think.
Black, gives you another black die.
Yeah. Of course, I'm aiming for my maneuver.
Okay. So add a blue die and one purple with one upgrade on the bad side, and then roll your.
Oh boy! Here we go.
So oh my good god!
Wow! Wow! That's a hell of a roll. All right, Theron. So.
All right.
I keep my team alive. We ain't going to jail today.
So here's what happens: you deal 6, and you deal 9 damage, minus his soak, so 5. You give him 5 wounds, and now you have some options. So you can invoke a crit with your blaster pistol with 3 of those advantage, and then stack it with that triumph for basically a doubly powerful crit. Or you can use the triumph for other stuff. You could like damage a weapon of his. You can reduce like his armor. You can do other bullshit like that. And then you can spend those 4 for other stuff. You can reduce strain. You got a lot to work with here, Theron. What do you want to do?
What is the option that takes as many of them? Not doesn't mean that kill them, but just like physically gets them out of combat for the moment.
You're going to have to just alpha strike each target down, basically. The more crits you can pile on one guy, the more damage it's going to be when someone else... Like, if you're shooting at the same person that Lana is stabbing and Zedin is shooting at them, you'll be able to bring them each down one at a time. The problem right now is you're all kind of core hounding them one piece at a time.
God damn you, you're molten core. All right.
My suggestion would be to do the big crit. But you're all like your strain is pretty high too. So if you do the big crit, you can reduce your strain by 1 and do a crit with a plus 10.
Sure, let's do that.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay. All right, so this guy gonna roll a crit with a plus 10. And actually, I'm gonna start noting who's been crit before. So we've only got the one guy.
Can you remove one of the hotel security on the left since he's dead?
yeah, sure.
Just so it's easier to keep track of.
Yeah, I put a little skull on him, but I'll use those skulls to track crits.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It wasn't showing the skull, I don't think, or I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it wasn't showing for me.
Yeah. It's just a marker for me to know what's going on. Okay, so I'll throw a crit on this guy. So now he's been crit, and that means I need to roll. So, Theron, your weapon doesn't have any like any other bonuses.
No.
So it's going to be plus 10 for the other crit, and let's see what happens. All right, dude rolled a 68, added a 10. Attacker may immediately attempt another free attack against you using the same pool. So take another shot.
There you go.
So with the upgrade?
The exact same pool. You fire at him.
Just roll it again.
He gets hit in the back, turns around stunned, staggers a little bit, and then you fire another shot. You just pull the trigger again. Nice. Okay, and you can crit on this one too, because you deal 6 damage plus the 3 successes you got. That deals another 9, which won't put him down, but you got 3 advantage, so you can spend those on another crit if you want.
Let's do it. Let's crit this guy.
All right. So
Kill him.
Get another 78.
Hotel security guy's got another crit on him, and he's going to roll plus
20.
He's rolling with an additional. So let's roll that crit.
Is this guy like down?
It's not plus 20 because it's just one crit. It is another plus 10 because he has an existing crit.
Oh.
Cool. He's knocked down and suffers a strain, and now he has 2 crits on him.
There we go.
So all subsequent crits against that guy will add plus 20 to whatever else you're rolling, and he falls down on his butt.
So now he's down.
Yes, he is prone.
He's not
they
dead,
get to
though.
Go.
Butt clench time.
He's gonna get up as his maneuver. He's disengaged from you now, and I'm not gonna strain him to engage with you again. So he's gonna get up. The other 3 are going to wail on you, Lana. Now you have an extra defense die, right? Because of your
defensive stance. So she's got 3 blacks, right?
Yeah. 3 blacks in defensive stance.
It's really strong.
Yeah, that's really good. And they're gonna have to make those 3 attacks. Okay, so 2 purple, 3 black. And here come the melees.
Miss. Yeah.
Number 1, so 4 strain for him. The second one is a miss.
Yup.
And the third one. That defensive stance, you're stressing them out that they can't hurt you. So that starts
it's to. It's the blood. It's the blood that's still like present going down her chin and onto her clothing.
That would have dried hours ago, but you know what?
No, but they see it, and her eyes are now turning orange because she's clearly dark side.
It's all crusty and gross.
So yeah. The reason is like it's in part because your weapon is a defensive weapon, so you're blocking these attacks with your weapon skill. You know how to wear this armor perfectly, that you know when to dodge a hit and when to just let the armor take it. So there's lots of times where they swing and you don't even move because you're like, oh, that's hitting a shoulder piece or like a strong part of the armor. You just let them hit you so you're not wasting energy. And then part of it is because you are fighting defensively, right? You're not moving. You're fighting just to keep yourself alive. So they wail on you but can't get through your armor. So the other 2, these 2 hotel security here, they are going to fire at ZN with their blasters. And they are at short range, but ZN has one defense.
Yep.
Okay. And
stay alive, JP. Stay alive.
Let's start spending these.
Can I use some to throw back at you?
Wait. Yeah, you can.
I can use 2, you can right?
You can spend 1 because no, you guys had 2, right? Yeah. So you can spend 2 if you want to upgrade both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay. All right. So both shots get 1 upgrade and 1 downgrade. And here we go. Ranged light. First shot.
Oh, fuck.
Second shot. Okay. So, ZN, you take 5. You take 8 damage minus your soak on the first shot.
Okay.
You take 8 wounds minus your soak, and then you take 6 wounds minus your soak on the second shot. And the first guy that shot you takes a strain.
What are you at right now?
7 of 19. I'm great.
Yeah, he's okay.
I only took 2 damage from that entire thing.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and then they're going to...
I love you, JP.
They're going to use their maneuver to get behind cover.
How does melee combat and cover work?
You have to basically get over the cover. You have to like spend a maneuver to climb over it.
Okay, so I won't be able to aim this round.
Yeah, now any 3 of you can go.
Yep, I'll just go first, go up here, use maneuver to get over the cover so I won't have aim, and I'll just
attack. So it's maneuver to get over the cover, maneuver to engage, so you do have to take the strain, and then you can attack.
Even if it's in the same band?
Yeah, because you're in the same band. You're in short range, but you're not engaged yet.
Wait, so you can't just swing over cover?
It's 1 to engage and 1 to get around the cover. No, they put the cover between the 2 of you, and then it nullifies the cover from him.
Is it 2 strain or 1 strain?
It's 2. It's always two if you have to take the extra maneuver.
I'll just do that.
It'd be the same if they attack you.
Sure.
You could literally move up on pockets, guys, and hit them. They're only one band.
It would still be medium to short, and then short to engage. It's the same amount.
It would be the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the cover did. It kind of like bought them a phantom band to protect them from him.
So still two purple.
And then this guy doesn't have. It's always two purple when you're doing a melee attack, and these guys don't have any defense.
All right, here's the roll.
Damn.
So four successes and an advantage.
I'll take a strain off.
Not quite enough to crit, but it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage. 12 wounds minus 2 soaks, so 10 wounds. That's a big hit for that guy. All right. So he ducks behind cover, gets behind this table. You basically just climb up over it. The table breaks, and you come down on him with your axe swinging into his forearm as he tries to get it up.
Great.
Theron or Lana, either of you can go.
What is the action for a Stimpak? Is that my action for that turn?
It is, yes. Using a Stimpak is an action.
And the Stimpak on Sam would do what exactly?
It would give, it would recover 3 wounds. Is 3 wounds enough to bring you back to consciousness, Belsa?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it 3 or is it 4?
It scales
You've been stimmed twice this fight. Or not this fight, but this session. You've only been stimmed once? Okay, then it's 4.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it next time. I take a shot at the guy who is like moving towards us.
Okay. So let's do the shot as your action, and then chat is looking because they think it's a maneuver. So if it is a maneuver, we'll find it, and if it's not,
all right,
then whatever.
Okay, so one purple still?
Yes, you're still at short range.
All right, so I'm not going to get a blue just cuz I want to save that maneuver just in case. Yep. So that's it, just one purple and that's it.
Yeah. No. And are you shooting at the same guy, right? The guy that staggered back?
Oh, yeah, the same guy who's been crit twice by me. I'm going to get him again.
Yeah, just keep shooting him, just one pistol shot after another.
This guy's going down. I don't care how many times I'm going to shoot him. He's like a Borderlands boss. I'll waste clips on this dude. All right, here we go.
Okay, you're shooting at a reroll. Yeah.
Did you aim?
Finish him.
Fucking McCree over here. All right, so 6. 10.
Jesse, did you aim that?
No, I saved the shot.
Saving it in case the Stimpak is a maneuver.
Gotcha.
So 10. So you deal him 11. So 7.
End him.
He's reduced to, he goes over his wound threshold. And he dies.
233 Stimpak is a maneuver, according to chat.
Okay, let me double check. And then, yeah, we can check if you can Stimpak.
Yeah.
Because it's so unclear. Like, it's not intuitive at all, like, what's a maneuver and what isn't.
Well.
Let's take a quick look. So, Stimpak, auto-injectors, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it requires one maneuver. Okay, so there you go. You can use the Stimpak if you
want. I jab Sammy, right, like in the movies, right in the chest.
It's like, through the breastplate.
Yeah, through the breastplate, just like Nicolas Cage. And I'm saving you for, it's Pulp Fiction too. You just pop up like
yeah. Long line of blood coming out of her nose.
Yes.
Yeah. I got basically like black around the nose. She's got like tears on her face from the pain. She just like sits bar upright.
Yeah. Belsa Thurman. So you get 3 3 back. So what is what's your wound threshold at now?
I get 4 back from that one, so I'm 10 of 14.
10 of 14. Okay. All right.
Do you want me to reroll initiative?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Theron hands you your blaster. He's like, not today.
What?
What?
That's my.
Yeah.
That's your initiative. You are literally weaving the force around you.
Three successes and a crit.
Four successes. The triumph counts as a success. So yeah. four and one. So it counted it as 1 and 1 on the sheet. So let's bump you up to 4 and 1. And actually, it's interesting because we're right at the top of the order. So you not only do you wake up.
Wait, I haven't gone yet though.
Lana gets to go, and then somebody else gets to go because we're back at the top. So Lana, go ahead, and then then we reorder.
You wake up, and I just do what I'm doing. I swing my sword.
Oh. Holy shit!
Oh shit!
We ain't going to jail today, son.
4 successes and a triumph. So,
I decided to do what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. So. Cool. All right. So you deal 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 damage. And I assume you're attacking the same one, right?
Yeah.
8, 7. So you deal 7 damage. Yeah, you kill that guy, which means you can spend the triumph on something else if you want to.
Give it to
what,
me.
So what would I spend it on? So I'm not critting someone. So
you can pass advantage to the next person that acts. So you can, or you can give them an upgrade.
Give me an upgrade. Give me an upgrade.
Yeah. Give JP an upgrade to kill his guys. So they're out of the way.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him an upgrade, I guess, and then I'm going to go back in defensive stance.
Okay, maneuver to defensive, pass an upgrade along. All right, anybody can go. This is
I'm,
the four
I'm fucking aiming, and I'm using this upgrade, and I'm attacking this motherfucker. But I'm going to attack the other guy. Is this guy still alive?
So here's the thing. You got to disengage from that guy if you want to engage a different guy.
Kill him. Just kill this guy.
Okay, we'll just – can I use that – upgrade that she gave me on the other target later? Or does it have to be on
no,
the next
No,
attack?
It has to be this action. Yep.
Okay. We'll just fucking murder this guy.
So
rip him in half.
2 purple. Yeah. I'm going to spend a dark side. So 2 purple and 1 upgrade on the difficulty side.
Okay.
And then 1 upgrade on your side, and you're good to go.
We're getting 2 upgrades because I fucking use the light side point.
Oh, and you're going to use light side too? Okay, so 2 upgrades.
I'm glad I did.
There you go. Boom. Okay. So it's a hit and a crit, right? Because you, if you want to, you got 3 up, 3 advantage. You can spend 2 of them on a crit.
I'm just going to hit and then use 2 of them on a crit.
Yeah. Cause you have your critical rating.
Crit, and then I'm going to remove a strain with the other.
Okay. One. So you recover a strain, you do a crit and you do wounds. So 8, 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Okay.
End him.
And you crit him and your vicious is what? It adds 30.
30.
Yeah.
Okay. Offset of 30.
It's just
30. Roll crit. Okay. Intellect and cunning checks are increased by 1 difficulty. They're also increased to the moon because you killed him with wounds. So he's
okay,
dead.
Good.
Okay. Good. About to say.
Yeah. He will never make another intellect or cunning check in his life.
Ever. He's done.
That's it. All right. NPCs get to go. So from behind cover, hotel security firing at ZN. I am buying them an upgrade. Target.
I'm gonna use an upgrade as well. We'll just keep it 3-1. We'll just keep bouncing back and forth.
Fuck okay,
it.
You're gonna buy a difficulty upgrade from them. Okay. All right. Combat skills. Here we go. Blaster rifle.
Oh.
Light.
Oh.
Triumph.
Oh. Glad I did because that would have been worse.
So you take 5, 6, 7, 7 damage.
Take 1 damage.
Minus your soak. So you take 1, which means there's a point left over. So you do take the crit. So roll a crit.
Okay. It's on the front page. The offset is 0, right?
Yeah, because there's no vicious or whatever on a blaster rifle.
Stagger cannot perform action on next turn.
You only get a maneuver on your next turn.
Good thing you went already. So.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the next time he acts, he's only allowed to maneuver.
Yep.
On his next turn. Okay, and so you have a crit. So you're stunned. Your systems are overloading. Lana, 2 attacks on you.
Okay.
And I'm going to use dark side points on
both. Oh, my God. Work your magic. Work your magic.
So you can use 2 if you want, Lana.
Yeah, you've got 3. No, oh, I can only use 1.
Oh, you can only use 1.
You can only use one.
So
I'm going to use 1.
I actually don't. I don't know if you need it. You have 3 black dice per person.
You have 3 black and 3 black and a purple. So
yeah, you're super defensive right now.
You're like really good. I would save it.
Okay, we'll save it.
Save it for your attack so we can kill these guys.
All right, so we'll take a swing with the first guy and his baton. Let's see. Here we go. Melee. First attack.
Woo! Good job.
Man, those defense dice are great. And second attack. Okay, so no hits on either one. We got a
nice,
threat
nice.
And an advantage. And one guy takes a strain. And yeah, you're just like expertly.
I'm secretly a Jedi or a Sith, I guess.
You're a duelist, right? You know how to fight with a sword. These are just hotel security. They're well trained, but they're not nearly as well trained as you.
Damn right.
And so, now, guys, we have the dice advantage over Adam. What?
Four of you get to go. So everybody's got to take a turn.
Well, I get to go, but I don't get to go.
Yeah.
Well,
so yeah. JP can maneuver. Can he maneuver? to the other guy? Use that. Use your maneuver to go to the guy.
He's still behind cover, so it would cost you strain if you want to maneuver into engaged with that guy.
I could go first and throw him at JP.
Yo, do it!
You can pull him out of cover if you want. Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is pulling him out of cover. It doesn't matter, because he's just going to go back in cover and then shoot me next round. Yeah, I would wait.
Zedan can't attack.
But if he can still engage him, right?
Yeah, but he could just disengage
on his turn. Right,
then he's got to take strain to get in cover again.
Sure, yeah, but these guys are all unstrained, more or less. Like, I've got
I would just shoot him. I would just shoot something, yeah. Sam. All right. There's a better chance of you doing damage.
All right, you guys go first.
That makes sense, yeah. Maybe you can clean up.
All right, then I'm going to shoot at one of... Well, Lana, you go first. Try to kill one of them, and I'll shoot at whatever one's injured.
I'm going to go and... What, should I use an upgrade or not? Just save it for you guys?
No, go nuts. Use the upgrade.
You can still aim.
Do as much damage as you can to one of them.
You can still aim, can't you?
Yeah, she can also...
I can't
No, she can't aim and fight defensively. Unless she takes two strain.
And to be fair, defensive's kind of been saving my ass right now.
Okay. Yes, you need that black die.
Keep it up.
All right, so fighting defensively, and then you attack. Hey, there you go. And you deal a crit if you want to.
Oh, I can deal a crit?
Yeah, you got one success. You got one success and two. Yeah, you got crit two.
What's your strain at, though, Lana?
My strain's at 10.
Yeah, you should get rid of some.
Yeah, I was thinking...
You're not going to crit? You're going to take the two strain?
Well, how close is... Because it's... Okay, are either of these guys damaged?
Not yet.
Yeah, the guy you're fighting is, like... Kind of beat up. You hit him before.
Like someone can finish him this turn, and then the crit is wasted.
Yeah, don't worry about the crit.
Gonna reduce my strain too, and then go back into defensive. So hit him, and then do that. So right as he goes to hit me, I'm gonna hit him instead, and then go back into defense.
Okay. All right. So. Defensive, we'll talk about it when it's my turn. Anybody else can go. Lana's the first one.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot at the guy Lana just whacked.
Okay. Difficulties one for short range and then one upgrade on the bad side.
Okay, and I'm going to aim.
Okay, so you add a blue die.
And that should be good, I think.
Okay.
Here's hoping we don't get any craziness here.
Ha! Ooh, there you go.
And you crit him. And you can crit him if you want.
Okay, so yeah, do you want to crit?
Yeah. Let's crit this son of a bitch.
All right, so you deal 9 damage minus his soak. Okay, and then you do a crit. And this guy hasn't been crit yet, so...
Is he still alive?
I will tell you that after I roll the crit.
Wait, what did you say that? Before the crit, so he can use it for strain.
Exactly why I don't tell you. Because you have to decide to crit or not before you know whether he's down.
I want it to be a spectacular shot. I want the crit.
I see what you're doing here.
Also, is why it's a discouraging wound. So you all get a free destiny point.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Then he dies. So he does die of his wounds. Yeah, so a discouraging wound means that we flip one of the points. So let me flip a point over.
Yo, nice.
Okay, so that discouraging wound flips one light destiny to dark, and it means that's if it's on you. It's the other way if it's an NPC. So I flip it back to you. You guys get your extra destiny point, and Theron's turn is done. Belsa or ZN, who wants to go?
I mean, I can't go, so it's just Belsa.
Well, you can't. You have to take a turn, but you can choose to do nothing. You still get a maneuver.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm wondering if there's anything I can do that is beneficial, because I can't hit shit with a gun. Let's be real.
Try to hit the one near Sam. JP.
Can you force push the guy to JP?
I can, but he can just run away. He gets to act first. But also, if I hit him, he might just hit me, and then I'll die again.
Can you like buff anyone?
I'm kind of.
Yeah. Do you have any abilities that could give, like, I don't know, Lana a little more power, or I don't know, something? Is there anything you can do?
No. Can you do anything?
You can
assist. It's a maneuver. You just give a blue die to the next person who goes. The problem being, you're last, aside from ZN, and ZN can't do anything. Yeah. So.
I think the two of us don't do anything then.
All right, so for now, just don't do anything. Next turn, you go first. Sam, you give that blue dice to JP. JP wrecks that dude.
Yeah.
End of story. So let's just save it and see what happens with the next two rolls.
All right, cool. Yeah,
yeah, agreed.
So what's happening? Whose turn is it and what are you doing?
We're not doing
They're just chilling. Both of them are going to chill.
Yeah, no, if anything, I'll get behind some cover. I back up and get behind cover.
Hold on. Yeah. Chilling out meaning you're not taking an action. You're skipping your turn.
Yeah. Sam's going to do nothing.
I mean, I can just try and take a shot.
You can aim and shoot. And then Zedin, you're going to use your maneuver to get behind cover?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll aim and shoot.
Okay. All right. So make a shot. Two difficulty. Who are you shooting at? This guy?
I'm shooting at the guy in cover.
Right. That's not engaged. Okay. So
would he be in cover for me?
Yes.
Because I'm technically behind him.
He's behind cover. He has the cover condition. Same as you do. Okay. Any attack on him is behind cover. So cool. He's got one black die and two purple dice on his side.
Great. So I just add the one black, the two purple, and then
and
roll.
You're aiming, right? So add one blue to your pool.
Right.
Okay. No, you try. Take a strain.
I'm just I'm too fucked up.
Yeah. And then Zedin, you
I'm gonna move behind cover.
You go behind cover. Okay. All right. So.
Oh yeah, I also have a crit that messes me up, so that would have been even worse.
Yeah. What is the effect of your crit?
The effect of the crit is increased difficulty of all skill checks by one difficulty dice.
Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would have. It's like yeah.
All right. Don't ever do that again. Then we're done. No more shooting for you.
Hold on. It increases the difficulty of all skill checks.
Yeah.
You. Okay. Roll one more. It actually won't make a difference. Maybe it might strain you. We'll roll one more purple die on its own.
Okay.
Just to see if you take more strain. Yep. Okay, yeah, I got one more. Okay.
One more strain? Perfect. Yeah. Brilliant. Good. Thanks, chat, you fucking bitches.
Okay, so here's the thing. The hotel security guy that's fighting Lana realizes that if she's a match in melee combat for all four of them, it's obviously going to be a match for him. He's going to spend an action to disengage. He's going to buy a maneuver to aim, and then he's going to shoot you in the face. Your defensive stance only applies to melee, and your sword only applies to melee, so you've just got one armor master.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy an upgrade, so y'all can have all the points.
I'm going to buy an upgrade.
You can do that, but you got to give me a point back, so that's fine. So that means that this guy has one upgrade on his side, one downgrade, and one purple and one black to shoot at you. Okay. Let's see if you can hurt Lana.
I don't want to have to carry you all up these damn stairs. Come on. Let's do this.
Here comes. All right. Lana, you take 8 damage. Take 8 wounds minus your soak.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass these two as blue dice over to the other hotel security guy who's going to fire at ZN.
Yep. Okay. We're using a light side. Are you down, by the way, Lana?
No, I'm
minus 17. All right, so then you're going to use a point. Yep. I will too.
And I'm behind cover, and I have one defense.
So the total pool for this one is let's clear all this shit. So short range, one defense, one cover, one upgrade on the negative side, one upgrade on the positive side. Here comes the blaster fire.
Whoa! Ooh, shit!
All right. So
we get to decide how to use this, right?
So, dude, you guys can spend that despair. What do you want to do?
What are our options?
He trips and kills the other guy.
No, that's not an option. So the options for despair.
He's going to immediately run out of ammo.
They're on the combat reference. Yeah, either his weapon runs out of ammo, he can't use his blaster rifle for the rest of the encounter, which means I'm going to have to make a maneuver to go and pick up a friend's blaster rifle. He'll have to leave cover. You can also upgrade the next allied character's check or damage his weapon. But
let's upgrade my next. We're going to upgrade my attack.
Yeah.
No, you can't upgrade yours. You upgrade the difficulty of his next check.
Oh, now, okay. That's fine.
Let's do it so his blaster runs out of ammo, so he has to go leave cover get. That way it's easier on you because he's out of cover.
Okay, great.
Okay, so he's down behind this table. The table's flipped up. He fires a couple of times up above and then click, 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 looks at his blaster. We see the big display reading 0. And he looks around and we get the snap camera to his dead friend, blood everywhere, blaster rifle lying next to him. And you can see the guy on his face. He's like, oh God, do I do it? Like, should I run? Should I not? And he's like trying to figure out what to do.
Okay. Our turn.
Cool. Okay. And then he gets, I've got three advantage. I'm going to give, I'm going to use those to give a black die to somebody. Let me take a look at how that works. Let's see. Lana, I'm negating your defensive bonuses until the next turn. So you have no black dice at all for you.
Oh,
for this okay. turn.
Yeah, for the whole rest of the turn. So PCs, four of you. Go ahead.
But if I get back in melee range, so does that give
me... Doesn't matter. Support? You just ignore any black dice you might accrue.
Okay.
Sam, all right, Sam, bring him. Or actually, Jesse, you go first. Sam, you try to fling him to me.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the guy that backed off from Lana and pulled out his blaster. So at least I can damage him a little bit, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Or you run in there and try to fight him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still in one purple range?
He is in short range with you, yeah. And you don't have the upgrade anymore because he's not engaged with Lana.
So nice. All right.
This might be the end of this dude.
I'm going to use my aim. I'm going to aim on this guy and come after him.
He's uninjured, but if you get a good enough hit.
End of days, baby.
Good luck.
Woo!
All right. Three successes and five advantage. So with the three successes, you hit and deal 9 damage.
Awesome.
He hasn't been injured before, so it's not going to be enough to put him down.
But
you can trigger a single crit. He hasn't been crit yet, so, you know, whatever. But
yeah, let's crit his ass.
Okay.
You could just give tons of advantage to Pocket.
Yeah, or you could give, 5 blue dice to the next person who goes if you wanted to.
5 blue?
Give them to me. Give them to me. Fuck it.
No, I'm going to give it to Pocket. You're fine. You will do fine, JP. I have no doubt you will, like, one-shot this guy. I'm going to give it to Pocket so we can get this guy out of the way.
All right, Pocket, you got 5 blue dice. What do you want to do?
I'm going to walk up to him and hit him.
Yeah, yeah.
Slowly walk up. Like
I'm just going to walk. It's going to be like in the movies where you just slowly walk up and you're like, no, I'm gonna hit right. you, hopefully. Is it still 2 purple?
Yes, it is 2 purple, 5 blue, and then your normal attack.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. So you've got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 damage. Minus his soak.
Give me 3 blue.
So hold on. So we say 11 damage. And so he takes 9. And then what do you want to do with those? Do you want to trigger a crit or do you want to
don't listen to him?
Pass them along or do you want to recover strain?
Pass them along. Pass him along. Even if he doesn't die, he's got like 2, maybe 1 HP left.
There's no point in passing them along.
What? Yeah, there is.
Because you have to spend strain to get to this dude.
And isn't this guy?
I'm going next, and I'm not going to use the dice. She should.
It has to be whoever is the next person, or right, crit you can pass one okay, to anybody right. and use one strain for something else.
Just crit him then.
I'm gonna crit him and then
lose a strain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still pretty high.
All right. So old Johnny Hotsek here. He takes 1. This is his first crit. Let me clear the one from the other guy. He takes a crit. And
I have vicious 1. Ooh, does that do anything?
Oh yeah, you do. Let me reroll that.
Okay. So it's plus 10. Yeah.
Adds 10. Staggered.
Get another fucking attack. Go.
Nail him.
You slowly
just
like,
roll it again. Roll 5 blue.
He like screams out, staggered back.
Just hit roll again on your Viper sword.
Roll the exact blues. Same dice pool. And what's cool is you get all 5 of those blue dice again. It's the exact same attack.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So yeah! you hit him for another 5, 6, 7. Hit him for another 9.
Fuck this guy. Crit him again. Fuck
him.
I'm gonna crit him. Yeah, I'm gonna crit him again.
All right, so he's gonna take another crit. And I don't even have to update the pool because he's still got the offset. So this is actually adding 20 because he's already staggered.
Fuck it. Do it again. Do it again. Fuck it. Roll that shit again. Fucking go again.
Again.
Send a goddamn message.
Wait, just this for is everybody, like everybody watching at home.
Flash moment.
Everybody watching at home. Yeah, you staggered him again, which means another free shot.
Fuck it. Send a message.
This is like the anime level shit where he's already dead, but you're just like cutting him into pieces.
Pretty much. So we'll he's talk like about that in a second. So roll the pool again. Okay. So 5.
Fuck it, crit him twice.
7. Hold on, 7. So takes another 5 wounds. And then you can choose to crit him another Like, you can give him another double crit if you want, which means he'll be rolling with an offset of 10, 20, 30, 40. An offset of 40 in this case.
I'm going to double crit him, I guess.
Okay, so we're going to pile another crit on him.
Also, give yourself one strain as well.
Or 10, one minus 10 one roll. 10 offset minus. From Vicious. 10 offset from Vicious. Another 10 from the bonus crit, plus 20 more from Staggered Twice. And he is at the brink. So now he suffers a strain every time he performs an action. But however, he's taken more than double his wound threshold and just falls apart. Like, he's very, very dead. He was dead after the first hit.
So basically, I just kept going. This is just perpetuating the Lena's dark side theory right now. Yeah. I just keep stabbing him, even though he's already dead.
Yeah, the first slash just cut his throat. And he, like, you saw him die, but before he hits the ground, you slash him a bunch more times. And he just disintegrates, basically. And like Sam said, this is the anime slash, right? Like, he just falls to the ground in a spray of blood. It's a total mess. Everything's chaos. Good work. You have one left over, one advantage. Do you spend it to buy yourself a strain back?
Is there a point in giving Belsa advantage?
No.
Okay, then I'll just buy my strain down.
So Belsa goes, and then Zedan, and then the NPC. So
send them over, Sam.
Yeah. So like, this is easily the worst anyone's ever seen Belsa look. She looks like shit. Like, bleeding from the shoulder, she's bleeding from the temple, her white hair is like stained red. She like staggers to her feet, she's clutching her side because she got shot in the fucking side. And she just attempts to throw this guy out of cover towards ZN.
Sure, perfect. Okay, so roll your force points. Let's see, yank him out. Okay, perfect. So you just need two to pull him, one for the size and one for the action. So
yeah.
You yank him up out of cover. So he's like looking, you can describe it, but he's like looking around panicked, and then you grab him with the force. We get the kind of like oversound. Like, you know, whenever Darth Vader throws something, there's that like noise.
Yeah.
And do you just like yank him to his feet? Do you like pull him to the side? What does it look like?
I think he's like, this guy doesn't even have a gun anymore. So I think what happens is he slowly just rises into the air.
Right. And
he's like
flailing.
He's like, huh?
Like grabbing the cover. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
No.
Like trying to grip the table, and like he's just looking at me, and then I just toss him to the side, and he like rolls staggers. Until he feels this iron clang, and it's just like the clamp like fists of ZN just looking down at him.
All right, so ZN, you are you're behind cover right now, so moving will negate your cover, but you can do one maneuver to get into engaged range, and then you can make an attack.
Light side for the upgrade. Rolling against two purple. Can I aim first? Can I aim with strain?
If you want to spend strain, sure.
Yep. Two more strain.
And since it's very potentially the last roll of the session, I'll use a dark side point too.
Great.
Let's just make so all one upgrade off. On the bad side, two purple. You get your aim die and your upgrade. Go ahead and roll melee. That's hot shit. All right.
Two crits. So, give me the two crits.
So 8, 9, 10, 11 damage. You have Pierce 2, which reduces his soak down to 2. So 8, 9 damage. He takes 9 wounds, and then you inflict two crits with a vicious 3. So it's going to be
30, then 40.
Plus 40. Yeah, plus 40 on this guy.
Yeah. For two crits, though, you're rolling two crits, right?
Yeah. No. You can only ever crit once in a roll.
Oh, okay. So he's just getting plus 40. 40. Gotcha.
So here comes Bonk. He is crippled, and he is very, very nearly dead. So you pull him up out of cover. He has no weapon. I mean, he has his baton on his belt. You pull him up to his feet. ZN barrels in, buries the axe in him. What limb do you cripple?
He's taken. I don't want him to run. He's taking a leg.
I was about to say you cripple his leg. Yeah. Okay,
he's taking his right leg off.
All right. So it's not, he's not maimed. He didn't cut his leg off. You just crippled him.
Well, it's fucked up.
He can heal it. He's going to spend a maneuver to disengage. And then I'm going to make since he just crippled his leg, I'll make him an athletics roll to try to get away, just to be able to like maneuver again.
Don't run. Don't run, baby. Don't run.
He's going to try. He's fucking trying.
Nope. Don't do it.
Okay. Oh, so he got a success. So he is able to move to long range. From or I guess medium range now from ZN, and he's just like limping towards the door, like just desperate to get away. Anybody can go. All four of you can go.
I'm fucking going, Adam. Fuck this guy.
If you want to go again. All right, so two strain to engage, right? One from medium to short, one to engage. So take two strain and swing at his fleeing back.
Using a light side.
End him. End him.
Are you going to upgrade out of him?
Okay. Yeah, I should. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for me not to spend it.
Okay.
All right, so rock and roll.
End him.
Ooh, okay, so you don't hit him. You take a swing and he stumbles forward. Your axe cleaves through a nearby table. You've got two advantage. What do you want to spend them on?
I'm just going to remove two strain.
Okay, all right. Who's going next?
You could give two.
I'll go.
He's at long range from everybody now. Besides,
can I do two strain to get in medium range?
So you want to go short to medium, which is one maneuver. And then shoot. Yeah, you lose your cover, but
that's fine. I don't want cover on this guy.
You could take strain to aim.
Yeah, you can also take strain to.
I'll take strain to aim at him.
All right, mark two strain, and you're firing with one difficulty die upgraded once because you're firing into melee.
So one purple once.
Yeah, one purple, one upgrade.
Okay, F this guy.
All right, so 6, 7, 8 minus his...
Crit him. Fuck this guy. Crit him, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's crit. Yeah. Yeah. 6, 7, 8
minus...
Theron sees Zanzel miss, and he's like, oh, for God's sake. And he just, like...
It's the first miss of all time. Literally the first time.
It's the first time you've ever missed, but it's still an option.
Yes. And then he just pulls out his blaster, and he just fires at the guy's head.
So there's an offset of 10 because of his existing crit. I roll a crit. He is winded. He cannot voluntarily suffer strain. It's fine because he died from the shot anyway. So Great. We see him, I think, scramble on his wounded leg. He gets to the door of the casino, grabs the metal bar to pull it open. And then what happens there?
You see his hand hold the door and then just like go like, ugh, and then he falls over because he got blasted in the back of the head. And as he falls down, you see a hole through like his head. As it, like, goes, He's
so here's the thing. You shoot him and he falls forward, and this is a perfect ending for the episode. He falls forward and hits the casino door, and as he slides forward, the door opens, so he's propping the door open. And outside the casino at the bottom of the stairs, we can see like six Republic cruisers like just bristling with like SWAT troops outside getting ready to like storm the casino. And that's where
we shit our pants.
That's where the episode ends. So
I'm pretty sure the next episode is the live episode.
That's where we all die. We're all gonna have the drinks out. Rip, pour one out.
Because the
pour one out for my homies.
The 11th will be the light side, and then our live show will be on the 17th. So yeah, we start off our live show.
It'll feel so much more satisfying to kill you all in person.
Wow. I hope you understand. We're not dying. We're going to take the casino owner hostage. We are going to Hans Gruber the shit out of this.
We ain't going to jail.
I ain't going to jail. I'm too beautiful for jail. I ain't going.
Jesus. All right. Well, the next Dark Side episode will be on September 17th.
The
8-hour show that probably won't go 8 hours.
If I kill you in hour one, we got 7 hours to go get barbecue. So
holy shit, great. All right. I lose this. Been nice, guys. See you later.
There you go.
That cornbread, it's gonna be sweet.
Holy shit, that'd be great.
There you go. Let's do some shout-outs because Adam's got a thing to get to.
That's right.
Strippin, we'll start with you.
What's up, guys? My name's Strippin. You can find me on twitch.tv/Strippin or youtube.com/Strippin. This was, man, we just, everything we touch dies. Like, every episode, everything we touch. I've just become used to it now. But yeah, this was a fun episode. I enjoyed it a lot. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Pocket, do some shout-outs.
Name's Pocket. Had a lot of fun being a tank. Literally just soaking a bunch of hits. But you can find me at twitch.tv/pocket, P-O-K-K-E-T, because I'm special. Playing Deus Ex and WoW. And that's pretty much it. So thanks for having me on as well.
There you go. Jesse, some shout-outs?
Yo, this week, Mankind Divided. Get ready. That's going to be all over the channel. I'm super excited. I loved Human Revolution, so I'm excited for the sequel. And... shout out to everyone on my team today for just kicking ass when we needed to. Look, I ain't saying we're being railroaded, This we're being GM railroaded. He wants us in jail. I ain't going to jail. I ain't going to jail. I ain't going to jail. We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight so hard. We're gonna fight, and then we're gonna do it live. And if you send us to jail, we're gonna fight in real life. I'm gonna just start fighting you. I'm start fighting you in real life. I don't even care.
I fight you, Jesse. I'll fight you.
I don't care.
I'm we're small. I'm scrappy.
We're gonna fight in real life. We're gonna. Oh my god. It'll be. We'll film it. Film it all. Put it on the internet.
Sorry, all we gotta do when we get to JP's house, have everybody just start chanting, two men enter, one man leaves. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Gonna send you to the upside down underverse, man. They will never find you. That'll be the end of you. I'm gonna call me 11 because I'm sending you back. I'm sending you back.
Kalima. Kalima.
Adam, do some shout-outs.
Oh, you nerds. yeah. Well, all right. If I survive 3 weeks and Jesse doesn't strangle me to death, that'll be great. Thanks for coming, everybody, and sticking around for that intense climax. This is gonna be a real good patron like after video, I'm sure. There's gonna be lots of shouting. I thought the last week. You can follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost, and you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm going to be streaming Court of Swords, obviously, later this week, and got a couple more video game streams up. I think I'm going to try and play through Quadrilateral Cowboy. So if you want some like weird polygon hacking stuff, come and check it out. Otherwise, you know where to find me, right here, doing my GM thing. See you on Tuesday.
There you go. All right, that last out. We almost went 2 hours, so... You're welcome for the additional hour, I guess, for this 5-hour episode. We'll see you guys at the live show. We'll probably do one light side show before that. But like we said at the beginning, Adam's going to be leaving for 2 weeks. So the next role play will be Tuesday with Court of Swords and then Dodgers one shot next Saturday. I think that's at 4:00 Eastern. It should be on the schedule over at mejp.com/schedule. So we'll see you guys later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.